We're pleased to be joined now by a big First District Congressman, Tracy Mann. Hi, Congressman.
How are you? It's good to be on your show, Ken. Thanks for what you're doing. Happy New Year.
All right. So before you head back to the nation's capital, you're doing more town halls. You're a little bit south and west of Garden there, kind of checking things out right now and talking to constituents. What are they telling you?
Yeah, so we're doing 21 town halls here this week, starting the year off right. You know, the issues that continue to come to the top of the list, certainly the farm bill and the importance of it, our overall spending, you know, we're $33 trillion in debt. And the third issue that comes up practically every town hall so far is the border. And folks share my concern with this wide open southern border and how the administration has mishandled it over the last 3 years.
Well, it's been one that, you and others, have really helped the wheat producers, as they were one of the ones that when we had the border shut down for just a short time and not getting rail traffic, and it was beyond just agriculture commodities. But, Congressman, this is, boy, as they say, there's no way to run a railroad.
Well, Ken, what a mess. I mean, we got to understand the reason there was a rail shutdown is they had to pull folks away from the rail crossings. Yep. To other areas of the border because of the numbers. And so they just released the numbers yesterday for the month of December. Over 300,000 people came across illegally, set all-time records. That brings the grand total of the last 3 years up to between gotaways and people that have come in, 7 million. And I'm for legal immigration, but this process we have right now, this lawlessness on the border, makes no sense and needs to stop.
Well, it is one that is having a big impact, as I know you've been one that has really worked, who was trying to get the H-2A program and get agriculture workers, get others, but things like this really confuse the issue with your colleagues, and so I'm sure it's got to be very difficult, and so let's talk about even more difficulty as we are talking before you all come back from the holiday break. Another member of Congress, the Republican, said he's going to resign, Representative Johnson from Ohio. It's going to be slim margins to get things done.
Well, you're right. So 435, members of the House of Representatives, the vote margin between Republicans and Democrats as we start off the year is going to be 2. Don't forget, in the Senate, you have 100 senators. That vote margin is 51-49. So that is also razor thin, which, we're in contentious times. We're in divided government, slim margins. So it makes, getting things done even more difficult than they normally are, which is always difficult to do.
Let's talk about this farm bill. And, Chairman, you've had Chairman Thompson out into the First District earlier last year. He's still somewhat optimistic. Others, it's kind of gone back and forth, but the clock is ticking. Before long, people will not many work days. So are you at least somewhat confident we may get this farm bill done this year? I won't even ask if you think it could get done by spring.
Well, the short answer, we don't know. And it's a three-legged race. It's got to be the House and the Senate and the White House, because it's going to take all three groups being in agreement with the final product to get it signed into law. The bill, farm bill, extended for a year. So the new expiration date is September 30th. But I've been jumping up and down in Washington, D.C. to everyone that will listen to me to say, we need a five-year farm bill. We got to remember why farm bills are 5 years in the first place. They need to be long enough to provide some certainty, short enough that they can be adjusted and changed with the times. And so although a one-year farm bill extension is better than letting it lapsing, of course, we got to lock in some certainty for ag producers. And hopefully that happens here this spring, but we don't know yet. We will see.
Well, it's one of those issues, but before you even get to that point, Congressman, we've got a couple of dates when y'all get back to deal with, when y'all left, we kind of kicked the can down a little bit on some of these fundings and also the other appropriations measures. I guess those of us in flyover country want to know, will these things get done, or will every little thing be contentious all the way through till the next election?
Yeah, we're going to see when margins are this thin, that makes everything contentious. And part of it is you know, when you have an administration that I think most people in my district would say, you know, is not listening to what's really going on at the border, does not really have interest in getting good policies passed, makes it hard to, you know, move forward on a host of other issues. So government funding. So I voted against two continuing resolutions last year. We've got to stop just kicking the can down the road and really address our spending. That said, that they passed. And so of the 12 spending bills that make up the appropriations, a handful of them expire now on January 19th. The rest of them expire on February the 2nd. So when we go back to Washington, D.C. next week, front and center is going to be the funding the government between now and September 30th. And then quickly attention will turn as the year goes on to funding the government starting on October 1st of this year. But this is what you said, this is no way to run the railroad. Very inefficient. I've been very frustrated with the process that we've seen over the last few months.
What about other things in the realm of agriculture? It seems like everything has kind of been put on pause until this farm bill situation, but we have so many other kind of hands in the process of a farm bill, from reform that some want in the SNAP program, other food nutrition programs, but are we still on board that we will have the nutrition program and the traditional farm commodity programs, all those titles together? That whole talk of splitting it off is kind of stopped, hasn't it?
It's not been widespread. I don't know if it's stopped, but it has not been widespread or a consensus. Far from it. You know, we got to realize, you know, farm bill today can a farm bill 81% food and nutrition, 19% everything else. And in the everything else category are things like crop insurance, conservation programs, rural economic development. That's what the farm bill looks like today. There was a chatter by a handful of folks of trying to split those apart. It doesn't seem like there's going to be the political will for that to happen. When they stay together, you know, then that, you know, farm bill, that's how they passed in the past. And that looks like how this one will be as well.
Okay, I know you have a busy schedule, but before we go, I just, you know, let's look now at 2024. We've got these two or three things right at the top of the agenda, but what are some of your hopes? What are some things you want to get accomplished in this second part of this Congress?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, with the farm bill, getting the farm bill not just done, but right. We got to make sure this is a farm bill that works for agriculture in Kansas, agriculture in our country. So that's front and center. We have got to address this open southern border, Ken. That is extremely important. Beyond that, we've got to come up with a host of answers to questions like, you know, our support for the nation of Israel. That's a big issue for folks. And then beyond that, you know, the weaponization of the government, how we're seeing the bureaucracy continue to grow. These are all strong concerns of folks in Kansas. I share those concerns, and that's what we're going to be working on in Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, Congressman, we'll let you continue with the town halls that you have before you head back to D.C. and also as the chair of one of the subcommittees on the Agriculture Committee dealing with livestock. Obviously, a number of issues there that we'll be dealing with as best we can. So, again, thanks for taking some time to visit with us. And, again, if folks have a chance to see you, I'm sure you would like to see. And I would guess you have pretty good turnout at these town halls as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we love going to. I go to every county every year, and it's great to, you know, catch up with folks. And I'm always listening for what's top of mind for people. What do they care most about? And it's my job to represent them well in Washington, D.C. So thanks for having me. Happy New Year, and thanks for all that you do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.